We're all so excited about it. It's been obviously a very difficult year, couple of years, not just for us, but for just about everybody, particularly those involved in nonprofit arts enterprises, because so many things have had to be cancelled. And in 2020, the whole festival was cancelled because we had to do that within, I think, 5 or 6 weeks of the when it was due to happen. And in 2021, we had everything online, which was a wonderful experience. We had, I think, 33 different events and 67 different authors, and we actually spread it out over the course of 3 months. And over 50,000 people tuned in and watched an event. So it was wonderful in that respect, and it allowed us to have authors from all across the world zoom in, and also viewers from all across the world. But it's still not the same as gathering in person to talk about books. There is an energy that comes from actually being in the room that can't be replicated, no matter how astonishing the technology is. So we're thrilled to be back in person, and yeah, it feels like it's been a long time coming.
We're talking to Unbound Book Festival founder and organizer and writer, Alex George. This is a major literary festival, and now this all happens in one day and an evening. What can folks expect? What kind of variety? And tell me some about the authors.
Sure. Well, it's actually more than that now. Actually, we've expanded the festival a little bit. We're actually having a kickoff event on Thursday night, and then Friday is the keynote, which is Viet Thanh Nguyen, who's the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Sympathizer, and a follow-up novel, The Committed. And he's also written and edited other books. And he is he's a genius, a wonderful writer. And when we sat down and made a list of the people who we would like to invite on the keynote for the keynote, he was at the very top of the list. And so we were absolutely thrilled when he said yes. So that is at the Missouri Theatre on Friday evening at 7:30. But even ahead of that, we have a poetry reading that day in the afternoon. And we have a whole series of events in Columbia Public Schools as part of our Authors in the Schools program. And some of those are online, some of those are in person with authors going into the classrooms and talking to students. So there's a lot going on then. But the main focus of the day of the festival is, you're right, it's still one day, and that's Saturday, April 23rd. And one of the things that's different this year that we're very excited about is in previous years, we have the festival has taken place on the campus of Stevens College, and we are actually bringing it to downtown Columbia. So we are taking over 6 separate venues in the downtown area, and we will be using all, actually more when you if you add more like 8 actually thinking about it, and so we're going to be sort of taking over those places, and there'll be a series of panels, poetry readings, discussions, workshops, podcasts, all sorts of different things. We're really trying to expand the palette of the festival and the kinds of things that we present for people. And so that is on Saturday, and that really goes from 10 o'clock in the morning to about 6:30 in the evening. And then on Sunday, an entirely new thing that we're doing this year, which is specifically aimed at people who are interested in writing, or who would like to write, as opposed to the Saturday, which is really more focused towards readers. And so that is a series of workshops that we're doing. That is on the campus of Stevens College, and we're calling it Write On. And there are a variety of different workshops that people can choose from, in addition to a keynote at the beginning and at the end of that day. So it is a much bigger festival than it used to be, heaven help me. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
As an organizer, you say, and founder, you say, heaven help me. Before we get to the keynoter, which I'm interested to talk to you about, how did you know when you started this festival that it would take off in mid-Missouri? Tell me how you picked this place to do this. I know you live here, but why here to have this festival?
Yeah, well, to answer your question, I didn't. I had a sneaking suspicion, but that was pretty much it. I mean, Columbia is a town that loves its festivals. We, of course, have the True False Film Festival, the Roots and Blues Festival, And the idea came to me actually when I was on a book tour for one of my novels. This was back in 2012, I guess. And I had been invited to attend a couple of book festivals, one in Maryland and one down in Louisiana, I think. And I just thought that, you know, I sort of thought, well, this is cool, you know, an event just specifically about books. And Columbia is a very sort of literate town, as you know. We've got three universities. We've got lots of very smart readers who live here, and an awful lot of writers as well, actually. And so it just kind of made sense. And so I spoke to some people and said, you know, I've got this idea. What do you think? And everyone said, oh, no, absolutely. We should do this. And so off we went, but we didn't really know what we were doing. You know, I always say that the biggest thing I had going for me was a really profound ignorance of what was involved. Because had I really understood the amount of work it would be, I probably would have run 100 miles in the opposite direction. But it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience, so rewarding. I've met lots of wonderful people, both in terms of the writers who have come, but more importantly, I've made a lot of friends within the community. You know, we are entirely volunteer based. We don't have a single member of staff who is paid. And, you know, the people who, you know, because it takes a village, actually quite a sort of fair sized metropolis, really, to put on a festival like this. And everyone volunteers their time. And I've made a lot of wonderful friends.
The keynoter, I'm very interested in. When the announcement came out, Alex, I was reading the book.
Oh, really?
Yes. It is an amazing book and so relevant in what we've seen from the pullout of Afghanistan to what's happening in Ukraine. It's very, very relevant. When you approach Viet Thanh Nguyen, right?
Yes.
How did you approach him about this festival?
Actually, one of the people on our programming committee, we have a team of six people who put the actual program together, knows him a little bit, and just said, you know, this is this thing that we're doing every year, and would you like to come? And, you know, we were absolutely thrilled when he said yes. We, you know, we have a list and we start at number one, and then if they say no, we get to number two, and we just keep working down our list. But and I agree with you. I mean, the book is astonishing. You know, linguistically, it's dense and brilliant and very funny too. And yes, so relevant, so relevant. There's going to be an awful, awful lot to talk about. And he's being interviewed by a wonderful poet called Patrick Rosal. And Pat actually came to the very first Unbound that we did in 2016. And he is also just a marvelous, marvelous writer and a wonderful presence on stage. He really, when he reads his poems, he really performs them. And I think that people are really going to get a kick out of him as well. So the idea of the two of them on the stage of the Missouri Theatre is very exciting, and I really can't wait.
And that's a free event, right? People can sign up for it.
Yes, absolutely. Everything that we do at Unbound has always been completely free. And, you know, long may it be so. The one exception to that is the workshop on Sunday, simply because we needed to guarantee spaces. But no, everything else is free. There are still some tickets available, so people can go on to the website, which is unboundbookfestival.com. You can see all the schedule, you can see all of the panels and events that are going on, and you can reserve a ticket to the Friday night event, which starts at 7:30. I would say there are a vanishingly small number of tickets left. I actually just made a few more available. But if it transpires that there are no more left, then I would say to people, show up anyway, because one of the things about a free event is that people reserve tickets and then they don't show up. So there are always, always spaces. So if you don't have a ticket, then people should show up anyway, and we'll do our very best to get you in.
Two of the things you mentioned, that we have writers here. We have writers in Columbia. A few of those writers are based at Mizzou, and they're going to be leading or parts of panels. Who else are you drawing from in the area?
In terms of the writers who are coming, fewer than usual this year. We normally have quite a few local folks come. We have everybody who's doing who's moderating a panel is from here. I think probably the closest, though, in terms of the authors who are coming, is Brian Catcher, who's in Moberly. He's a YA author and also the school librarian there. And he's going to be coming to talk about banned books, which is a very, obviously, a hot topic at the moment. And We're having him come just because his book, actually, one of his books was banned, but also as a school librarian, he has a fairly unique view, I think, on all of that. And then we have Steve Paul from Kansas City, who is coming in to talk about his book about Evan S. Cannell, who's a not very well-known Missouri writer from Kansas City. So we have a few local people, but then most of them are coming from further afield.
And you, as a prolific writer yourself, how important are these festivals to the craft and to writers like you?
Festivals are wonderful things to go to if you're a writer. You know, it's a lonely job sitting in front of your computer every day, sort of tapping away and trying to put stories together. And being able to speak in front of an audience and take questions from an audience, you know, Unbound is very, the audience participation is a really critical component of what we do at Unbound. So at least a third of every event is dedicated to Q&A. And one of the things that we know is that we, you know, the audiences who come to Unbound are very smart, very engaged. And I always hear back that they ask the best questions. So it's wonderful to be able to engage with audiences and readers in that way, particularly after the last 2 years where, you know, book tours have been cancelled and book events have been cancelled. And it's also wonderful to meet up with other writers and talk to them and just well, there's probably a degree of gossip that goes on, but also just to catch up and to talk books. And it's just a wonderful thing, particularly I think everybody, you know, after the last 2 years is really hungry for some community and to get together and do this.
Readers and writers, all are welcome at the Unbound Book Festival. This is April 21st through 24th, coming up soon. And Alex George, the founder and organizer still of this major book festival, thank you for joining us on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.